Right, let's begin. The class is ready to start. I'm Jonathan. Pleased to meet you all. What are your names? What's your favourite subject? Do you usually get good grades? Do you use social media? Do you use your phone in class? What would you like to study in the future? Excellent! Today we have science, Spanish, and physical education. Have a seat here. I've been told that nobody here wants to study. Do you guys want to study? Do you like it? Don't worry, I'm going to help you with the classes. We're in this together. Do you have a pen? I've got the schedule here. We're starting with science, and our teacher is Akasha.
Welcome to Natural Science. I am Professor Akasha, Queen of the Damned. Anyone who doesn't pay attention to my lessons will be cursed forever.
What the hell is this? Is the science teacher a vampire or something?
Today we're going to study this marvelous liquid that flows through us and gives us life. Blood. Any volunteers? In the past, blood was considered a source of vitality and power. Ancient cultures considered blood a sacred liquid. Nowadays, we easily perform transfusions that save many lives. Blood is the same for everyone, men or women, young or old, rich or poor. That's why we know that blood isn't what makes each of us unique. There are other, deeper things. Take a breath. Here's a question for you. What makes blood red? Wrong answered. You failed. Until next class.
That was an intense class. Why didn't anybody tell me that the teachers here look like vampires? Akasha said something. Blood is the same for everyone. So it's not what makes us unique. There are other deeper things. What did she mean? Now we have Spanish with Professor Lestat.
Welcome to Spanish. I am Lestat. With me, you will learn one of the most spoken languages on earth. Spanish is an ancient language. It must flow from your soul. But for that, you need to fill your soul with knowledge. Otherwise, you'll fail the final exam. Oh yes, fail. Today's lesson is simple. You have 5 words here and their translation in Spanish here. You have to match each one with its translation. I need a volunteer to match them. You're young and you look like you must fail a lot. I like that. What's your name? Is this your final answer? Well, it's incorrect. See you next class.
We've survived the second class of the day. It's just you and me now. Hey, did you notice Lestat's reaction when he talked about failing the final exam? It was really weird. What do you think is happening here? Now we have physical education with Professor Cullen.
Welcome to physical education. I am Professor Edward Cullen. Everyone thinks passing this subject is easy, but that's because they don't know the limits of the human body. In my classes, we'll discover those limits and expand them. You'll have to keep up with me. If you can't keep up, you will fail. We'll start with push-ups. You, 5 push-ups. It seems you're not strong enough. Keep this up and you'll fail the final exam. I'm coming, Isabella.
It's been a really strange first day of classes. I need to talk to Headmaster Vlad. The teachers seem determined to fail everyone. And the weirdest part is that they all look like vampires. Mina was right. It's not going to be easy to pass the final exam at Bistritz. And what if Renfield was right? Maybe it's not worth studying. Oh, maybe I should have stayed in London. Mina's drawings. What does Headmaster Dracula really want?
Welcome to history class. I am Professor Orlok, Count of the Carpathians. You can call me Nosferatu. In my class, you only need to listen and remember what I say. Then, in the final exam, may God have mercy on your souls. Today, we're going to talk about the wars between the Ottoman Empire and the Kingdom of Hungary in the year 1336. Louis I of Hungary, Louis I the Great, invaded Moldavia, repelling the Serbian armies in the Principality of Tranovia.
Professor Nosferatu, excuse me.
Yes?
Do you recognize what these drawings represent?
Let me see. The arrival of Vlad Dracula. Where did you get this?
I have heard that before Dracula arrived at this school, everyone passed their exams without any issues. But since September, everything changed. Even you teachers changed.
You have dangerous ideas, young man. Who told you this?
What does Headmaster Dracula want, Professor Orlok?
That's something I can't tell you. Today's class is over. Everyone go play with your phones.
Tell me!
You think you're so smart, don't you, Jonathan Harker? You'll fail just like everyone else.
All right. Give me back the drawings.
No, I am confiscating them. Get out of my class. Ah, this brings back memories of September, the start of the school year. In the teacher's lounge, Vlad Dracula tried to convince the former headmaster, Van Helsing, that the use of smartphones in class had to be allowed. There was a fight, and Dracula won. Then he promised the teachers great power, and he gave us immortality. On one condition. He told us that we would only stay alive forever, as long as we failed all the students in the final exam. If even one student passed, we would be doomed. Luckily, smartphones and Instagram have made our job much easier. You can't escape from failure. It's your destiny. Novus sanguis est ignotus.